नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Hare Krishna. I would like to welcome all the devotees and guests for our Sunday festival program. Although it's a very unpredictable day with unpredictable weather and heat, but still all of you have so kindly come to participate in our Sunday program. Today we'll discuss from a very, very popular verse from the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, which most of the devotees in ISKCON know by heart. This is from the 18th chapter. Any guesses? Which verse is this? Sarva Dharman Paritejya. So we'll discuss on this verse today. So we'll chant this verse together, since everybody knows this verse. Sarva Dharman Paritejya Mamekam Sharanam Raja Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo Mokshayishyami Mashuchah. Sarva Dharman Paritejya Mamekam Sharanam Raja Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo Mokshayishyami Mashuchah. Once more. Sarva Dharman Paritejya Mamekam Sharanam Raja Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo Mokshayishyami Mashuchah. This is 18.66. And in this verse, Krishna is telling Arjuna, Sarva Dharman Paritejya. Abandon all types of religion. And do what? Sarva Dharman Paritejya. Mam Ekam Sharanam Raja. Just surrender unto me. That's all. Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo. I shall free you from all sinful reactions, all problems. Moksha Shami, Ma Shuchaha, do not fear, just surrender. For this is a very, very popular verse and a very direct instruction by Krishna that we should surrender to him. Now we are just beginning our discourse today, but this verse comes when Krishna is about to end his discourse. He has already spoken for almost 1 hour. And now Krishna is giving a very final, emphatic declaration that we should simply surrender to Krishna. Now, why is Krishna doing this? Because in all the previous chapters, in all the previous shlokas, Krishna has said this, that you should practice devotional service. But people, they like to speculate. And they will speculate so much. They will come to so many conclusions after speculation. But in all their speculation, they will never speculate that probably Krishna is wanting us to surrender to him. That they will not come. But other than this, they will come to every other conclusion. So Krishna is now finally wanting to stop. And he's giving a direct instruction. No, just surrender to me. There can be nothing more unambiguous and more emphatic than this. But the problem is, people like to give their own interpretation. One lady, she used to always like to sing and practice singing. But as soon as she would start practicing her singing, her husband would run away and he would go to the garden. So the wife got angry. She said, "What, you don't like my singing?" He said, "No, no, you sing very nice, very beautiful. Then why do you run away to the garden when I'm singing?" He said, "So that the neighbors don't think I am beating you. That is why I go away." So the point is that there are so many people who are giving so many interpretations, but they think they are doing very nice word jugglery. But devotees simply want to run away from that side. And when Krishna is saying, "Directly surrender unto me," there are people who will read that instruction, but they will come to the exact opposite conclusion. Like in BMC buildings, you will find a clear statement. Do not spit here. and you will find people spitting right at that spot. And if you tell them, my dear sir, you are not supposed to spit here, they will say, no, no, it says you should spit here. You tell them, no, no, it says, thuku nae. They will say, no, no, it says, thukun ye, spit here. Exact opposite, they will come. Similarly, Krishna is saying, sarva dharman parityajya, give up everything else, maam ekam, just surrender to me. People will say, sarva dharman parityajya, maam. Krishna is saying, whatever I have established religion, just abandon all that. So people are so expert in Kali Yuga to somehow avoid taking shelter of Krishna. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada is very emphatic and he writes in all the Bhagavad Gita purports how we should surrender to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada was in Indore for the Gita Sammelan program. And in that program, Prabhupada was disgusted because it was apparently a Bhagavad Gita Sammelan. All scholars of Bhagavad Gita were there. And they had put up one big lamp. There was no photo of Krishna at all. Prabhupada said, if you go to any political rally, you will find politicians' photograph. If you go to any scientific conference or economic forum, you will find the photographs of leaders of that field of knowledge. But Bhagavad Gita is spoken by Krishna, but in that Sammelan, there is not even a single photograph of Krishna. So people are making a conscious effort to abolish, to ban Krishna. Therefore, Prabhupada would be very, very clear and always he would be imploring people, please take shelter of Krishna. Krishna is a person. In Back to Godhead magazine, Prabhupada used to write articles earlier. He used to write articles, he used to publish and he used to distribute also. And every day, he would meet different people who would challenge him. And whatever challenges he would receive, he would come back home or the room where he was staying at Chippewada and he would write an article in response to that challenge. So many times you would get challenged that, what is this? There is no Krishna. Why do you always emphasize Krishna? People would challenge him like that. So in most of the earlier articles, you will find Prabhupada begging people, he's imploring them, do not be afraid of Krishna. Do not be shy of Krishna. Speak about Krishna. Because Krishna is telling us, surrender unto him. If you go to Kerala, there is a school there where all the students sit. It's a Bhagavad Gita. They teach Sanskrit. They'll have one shloka from the Gita and there will be a group of 10-15 students and each one has to give his own unique interpretation to that shloka. And the more interpretations you give, the more glorious you are, or the more accolades you get. But none of them will ever say that you should surrender to Krishna. That is the most amazing part. So there is this kind of cheating going on. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada gave this Bhagavad Gita as it is. And when we distribute books, we tell people, please take Bhagavad Gita. They say, we have. And we tell them, no, this is special Bhagavad Gita. And then we show them. And they see Bhagavad Gita as it is. Yeah, this also I have. And then we become happy. We tell them, you have this copy. Do you read it? No, no. We have just kept it as it is at home. That is, jashi aaye tashi. We have kept it jashi aaye tashi. That's it. So people don't read Bhagavad Gita, which Prabhupada has given, even if they have it. And most of the population doesn't want to accept Krishna. Therefore, Prabhupada has established ISKCON temples. He has given us Bhagavad Gita. He has given us Vedic scriptures so that we can surrender and love Krishna. Prabhupada had an option in New York in 1966 to establish ISKCON, International Society for God Consciousness. He was told, Swamiji, you should have God consciousness. That is more secular. Prabhupada said, no, God is not a name for God. God's name is Krishna. So that is why he said we should have International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And this was Prabhupada's mood. He saw every opportunity, every occasion as an opportunity to speak about Krishna. One time, Satswarup Maharaj and others had arranged a program for Prabhupada in Boston, one university. Completely God-forsaken place. No devotee there. All hippies, thousands of hippies packed in that stadium. Completely drug dazed, they don't know what is happening. And Prabhupada, to that audience, is beginning his lecture by folding his hands and saying, I would like to thank all the wonderful young boys and girls who have come here today for giving me an opportunity today to glorify Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. So you can see that these people don't know anything about Krishna, But Prabhupada is thanking them because he is seeing that as an opportunity to speak about Krishna. Therefore, pure devotees, they have taught us the principle that we should try to develop attraction for Krishna by speaking about him and hearing about him. I was hearing one tape recently, Prabhupada's conversation with some French Catholic priests, room conversation. And long conversation, different topics. And after some time, this priest got up to leave. And they said, Your Highness, we would like to take leave now. We would like to leave. And Prabhupada immediately says, No, why do you want to leave? Sit, sit. I can speak whole day about Krishna. Don't worry, sit, sit. They had to sit for some more time and then they excuse themselves. So Prabhupada has shown us through his teachings, through his behavior, through his lifestyle, how we should be eager to speak about Krishna. And as the whole world is rambling, speculating about Bhagavad Gita, giving different interpretations and different understanding of the absolute truth. But devotees, they have a simple process. They simply practice the teachings of Bhagavad Gita and they go back home, back to God. They simply surrender and aspire to be a servant of Krishna. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would say that if you simply become a servant of Krishna, you will be relieved. You will be relieved of the burning burden of wanting to be an enjoyer of this world. For the fact that we want to enjoy, that's a burden. That's a burning burden. So when we decide and agree to be servant of Krishna, we experience relief from the scorching heat. And everywhere in all these commentaries, people encourage us to think that we are God. If somebody claims that I am Hitler, you will be sent to a mental asylum. If somebody says, I am Sachin Tendulkar or I am some film star, he'll be sent to a mental asylum. But if somebody says, I am God, he suddenly put on a big asana, he's worshipped. In India today, people giving all concocted interpretations and giving wrong kind of understanding of Gita, they are glorified. Shyamanand Prabhu was once met by a man who got so upset when Shyamanand Prabhu told him that we are all supposed to be serving Krishna. He got so upset that he actually abused the devotees and very angrily he walked away. But it is so deep-rooted disease that we think, I am God, I am supreme. In one ISKCON temple, one man came with long hair and he said, I am Jesus, worship me. For the devotee bought a wooden plank, made a cross and bought some nails and hammers. And he said, yes, Mr. Jesus, I bought this cross for you. Immediately that man ran away. He realized that this is not going to be such an easy thing. So people like to speculate and like to claim that they are God. But Bhagavad Gita is warning us that this is absurd. And therefore, our aspiration as devotees, our aspiration is to be simple-hearted and to accept the teachings of Bhagavad Gita as it is. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada said, Krishna consciousness is simple for the simple and complicated for the complicated. Therefore, today, we will discuss one such example of devotees who are like this, simple-hearted, and who simply followed this instruction of Krishna given in Bhagavad Gita, that surrender unto me, I shall protect you. So therefore, this pastime which we are going to discuss now, this will reveal us the secret of success in life and especially in spiritual life. And that secret is, we should simply try to please and give pleasure to Krishna. One day, Krishna and his cowherd boyfriends, they were walking in the forest of Vrindavan. And Krishna turned to his friends. He said, my dear Sudama, my dear Bhadrasena, Rishabh, Shridam, Arjuna, Vishal, Rishabh, Varutap, oh my dear friends, please come here. I have something very important to tell all of you. And all his friends came running. And who are these friends? They were so close to Krishna that they never bothered to know if Krishna was God. Ittam satam brahma sukhanubhutya dasyam gatanam paradevatena మాయాశ్రితానాం నరదారకేన సాఖం విజరుకృత పుణ్యపుంజ. సుఖదేవ్ గోస్వామి ఈజ్ సేయింగ్ దట్ దర్ ఆర్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ స్పెక్యులేటింగ్ అబౌట్ అబ్సల్యూట్ ట్రూత్. ఓ అబ్సల్యూట్ ట్రూత్ ఈజ్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఇత్తం సతాం బ్రహ్మ సుఖానుభూత్య. ఆర్ దే ఆర్ థింకింగ్ దాస్యం గతానాం పరదైవతేన. ఓ ప్రాబబ్లీ కృష్ణ అబ్సల్యూట్ ట్రూత్ ఈజ్ అ డెమిగాడ్ అండ్ ఐఎమ్ సర్వెంట్ ఆఫ్ డెమిగాడ్ ఆర్ డెమిగాడ్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో మాయా. మాయాశ్రితానాం నరదారకేన దే ఆర్ థింకింగ్ ఓ ప్రాబబ్లీ కృష్ణ అబ్సల్యూట్ ట్రూత్ ఈజ్ మాయా ఆర్ కృష్ణ ఇస్ ఆర్డినరీ నరదారకేన ఇస్ ఆర్డినరీ నర. బట్ దీస్ కవర్డ్ బాయ్ ఫ్రెండ్స్ వాట్ ఆర్ దే థింకింగ్? సాఖం విజరు కృత పుణ్య పుంజ. దే హ్యాడ్ డన్ హీప్స్ అండ్ హీప్స్ ఆఫ్ డివోషనల్ క్రెడిట్స్ అండ్ దే వర్ థింకింగ్ దట్ కృష్ణ ఈజ్ సింప్లీ సాఖం, ఈజ్ అవర్ ఫ్రెండ్, ఈజ్ నాట్ గాడ్. దిస్ వాజ్ ది ఎగ్జాల్టెడ్ పొజిషన్ ఆఫ్ ది కవర్డ్ బాయ్ ఫ్రెండ్స్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ, హూ ఇస్ టు థింక్ దట్ కృష్ణ ఈజ్ సింప్లీ అవర్ ఫ్రెండ్. సో కృష్ణ కాల్డ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ అండ్ దెన్ కృష్ణ పాయింటెడ్ టు ద ట్రీస్ ఆఫ్ వృందావన్. హి సెడ్, డు యూ సీ దిస్ ట్రీస్? దీస్ ట్రీస్ ఆర్ ద మోస్ట్ ఫార్చునేట్ బీయింగ్స్, దే ఆర్ ద మోస్ట్ గ్లోరియస్ పీపుల్, దే ఆర్ ద మోస్ట్ గ్లోరియస్ లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీస్ బికాస్ దే హ్యావ్ డెడికేటెడ్ దేర్ లైఫ్ ఫార్ అదర్స్. దే ఆర్ టాలరేటింగ్ ఆల్వేజ్ హరికేన్స్, దే ఆర్ టాలరేటింగ్ ఇన్సెసెంట్ థండరస్ రెయిన్స్, స్కార్చింగ్ హీట్, పియర్సింగ్ కోల్డ్, బట్ స్టిల్ దే ఆర్ వెరీ కేర్ఫుల్ టు రిలీవ్ అవర్ సఫరింగ్. దే విల్ ఆల్వేస్ గివ్ అస్ షేడ్, ఫ్రూట్స్, ఫ్లవర్స్, బార్క్స్ అండ్ ఫ్యూయల్. ప్రభుపాద్ రైట్స్ సార్ ఇన్ ద పర్పోర్ట్ దట్ దిస్ షుడ్ బి ద లైఫ్ ఆఫ్ అ ప్రీచర్, ఈ షుడ్ బి లైక్ అ ట్రీ. అండ్ ఈ కోట్స్ దేర్ త్రిణాదపి సునీచేన తరోరపి సహిష్ణునా అమానిన మానదేన కీర్తన్య సదాహరి. ఈ సేస్ డివోటీస్ అండ్ ప్రీచర్స్ ఎస్పెషలీ షుడ్ బి వెరీ టాలరెంట్. అండ్ వన్ డివోటీ వాజ్ సేయింగ్ దట్ అ డివోటీ హూ సరెండర్స్ టు కృష్ణ ఈజ్ యాటిట్యూడ్ ఆఫ్ సర్వీస్ అండ్ ప్రీచింగ్ ఈజ్ లైక్ దాట్ ఆఫ్ అ క్యాండల్. అ క్యాండల్ విల్ గివ్ అవే లైట్ బట్ ఇన్ ద ప్రాసెస్ ఇట్స్ వ్యాక్స్ కీప్స్ మెల్టింగ్. సో ప్రీచర్ ఈజ్ సపోజ్ టు గివ్ కృష్ణ అండ్ ఈ సపోజ్ టు ఎక్స్టెండ్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ టు అదర్స్ సో మచ్ దట్ ఈ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ ఈజ్ ఈ గివ్స్ అవే హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ కంప్లీట్లీ. సో కృష్ణ కాల్డ్ హిస్ ఫ్రెండ్స్ అండ్ ఈ గ్లోరిఫైడ్ ద ట్రీస్ అండ్ ఈ టచ్ ద ట్రీస్, ఈ ఎంబ్రేస్ ద ట్రీస్, ఈ ప్రేజ్ దెమ్. సో సిమిలర్లీ దెర్ ఆర్ డివోటీస్ హు ఆర్ సరెండరింగ్ టు కృష్ణ, హు ఆర్ ప్రీచింగ్. దే ఆల్సో మైట్ బి రిజెక్టెడ్ బై ద వరల్డ్, దే మైట్ బి ఇగ్నోర్డ్, బట్ కృష్ణ ఈ సర్టన్లీ నోటీసెస్ అవర్ సిన్సియరిటీ అండ్ ఈ టేక్స్ నోట్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్. శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ వన్స్ ఆస్క్డ్ ఇంద్రదుమ్న మహారాజ్, ఇంద్రదుమ్న మహారాజ్ హట్ కమ్ ఫ్రమ్ హరినామ్ ఇన్ ప్యారిస్. ప్రభుపాద్ సెడ్, సో ఇంద్రదుమ్న, హౌ వాస్ ది హరినామ్? అండ్ ఇంద్రదుమ్న మహారాజ్ సెడ్, ప్రభుపాద్ టుడే వాజ్ సో డిఫికల్ట్, సో మెనీ ఎథిస్టిక్ పీపుల్, దే మేడ్ సో మెనీ కమెంట్స్ అండ్ ఈ గేవ్ అ హోల్ రిపోర్ట్ ఆఫ్ హౌ ఇట్ వాజ్ అ వెరీ బ్యాడ్ డే. ఆఫ్టర్ హియరింగ్ ద హోల్ స్టోరీ ప్రభుపాద్ సెడ్, బట్ వెన్ డిడ్ ఐ ఎవర్ సే దట్ ప్రీచింగ్ ఈజ్ ఈజీ? ప్రీచింగ్ ఈజ్ నెవర్ ఈజీ, ఇట్స్ వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్. బట్ కృష్ణ ఈ టేక్స్ నోట్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ సిన్సియర్ ఎఫర్ట్స్. శీల ప్రభుపాద్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ హ్యాడ్ టు బి సో టాలరెంట్. సో మెనీ కేసెస్, సో మెనీ పీపుల్, ఇస్ ఈవెన్ హిస్ ఓన్ గాడ్ బ్రదర్స్ మిస్అండర్స్టూడ్ హిమ్, సో మెనీ పీపుల్ అక్యూజ్డ్ హిమ్, బట్ ప్రభుపాద్ వెంట్ ఆన్ విత్ దిస్ వండర్ఫుల్ లవింగ్ సరెండర్డ్ సర్వీస్ టు కృష్ణ. దెర్ఫోర్ బృహద్ భాగవతామృత సేస్ దట్ when a living entity finally after all the struggle goes back to the spiritual world, Krishna is playing with his covered boyfriends and he sees this living entity is coming, he stops playing and he runs towards that living entity and embraces him and then points to all his friends. My dear friends, do you know this person? And saying this, Krishna sheds torrents of tears and he says, this person went through so much trial, so much suffering just to come here. And Krishna becomes very pleased with that devotee. So like this, we see that Krishna appreciates devotees who surrender and who serve. And here, Krishna was glorifying the trees. Then all his friends sat down. And the cows were drinking water from the Yamuna. The boys were fatigued. And then, the boys told Krishna and Balaram. that my dear Krishna and Balaram, you are so expert in killing demons, but today we have been attacked by one very big demon, and this is the demon of hunger, and please do something to mitigate our hunger. So please help us, we want some food. Somebody might think, oh, these coward boyfriends are engaging Krishna in their service. No, Krishna loves, this is the kind of relationship he has with these coward boyfriends, that he doesn't mind. In fact, he loves to serve his devotees, and this is the intimacy they have. And also this shows that how every moment these pure devotees of Krishna are depending on Krishna. So Krishna told the boys, oh, you are hungry? No problem. Go to the nearby village. There are some brahmanas. They are performing angir as a sacrifice to go to heaven. They are doing big karma kanda, big yagya. Just go and ask them for some charity. Now don't be embarrassed that, oh, they are learned brahmanas, we have to go and beg them for charity of food. Don't be embarrassed. If you feel shy, then you can tell them our names, that Krishna and Balaram want, so please give. In fact, you should take the name of Balaram, because Balaram is known everywhere as the son of Vasudev. Vasudev is known as Kshatriya. Whereas I am known as son of Nanda, and Nanda is a Vaishya. So I am a lower caste. And Brahmanas, they might be proud of their caste, so they might refuse to give me. But at least Balaram is a Kshatriya, so they might give to Balaram. So you go and ask charity in the name of Balaram. So the boys went. Actually, this whole thing reveals the compassion of Krishna. Krishna is giving an opportunity for these Brahmanas to do some devotional service. Prabhupada was also in this mood. Prabhupada didn't want so many things from so many people, but he would beg just so that those people can make some advancement in Krishna consciousness. People don't want to surrender their life to Krishna, okay. You don't want to give money to Krishna, okay, no problem. But you want something for your own benefit, okay, then you can become a life member. Somehow attract people to somehow serve Krishna. One time Srila Prabhupada in Chennai, we were discussing this pastime the other day, and these smartha Brahmins, typical like these yagic Brahmins, karmakandi Brahmins, they told Prabhupada that, what is this Swamiji, your disciples can't even chant Sanskrit properly, they are making all mistakes. Prabhupada could have smashed them. Prabhupada could have said that they are surrendered to Krishna, you are simply talking. But Prabhupada didn't say that. Prabhupada said, yes, we are all not good, so we have come to you. You please teach us. You please teach us how to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So Prabhupada was telling them, okay, we don't know, but you teach us. In that process, you at least chant. You take shelter of Krishna. So like this, Krishna was giving an opportunity for these Brahmanas to make some spiritual progress. So the boys went to these Brahmanas. They fell flat on the ground and they addressed them. Oh, Bhumi Devas, oh gods on earth, you are the great Brahmanas. We would like to inform you that Krishna and Balaram are here in the nearby forest and they are hungry. Please, if you have some faith, please give us some food. The boys, they expected that the Brahmanas will know all the Vedas. They will know all the Vedic injunctions and the rules and regulations. Because according to Vedic injunctions, Annasya Kshuditam Patram. Who is qualified to get charity of food? Whoever is hungry. That is the qualification. For the boys were telling the Brahmanas that, you know, this is the qualification. And we are qualified right now because we are hungry. And you have food. So we are perfect candidates for receiving food in charity. And Ridhananda Maharaj writes that the boys were implying that if you don't give, then you are not Dvija. Dvija means twice born, Brahmana. But Dvija also means, Dvi means two, Ja means born. If you are not qualified as a Brahman, then Dvija means you are simply born of two parents. That's all. You are nothing more than that. So you be a proper Brahman. You give charity. But the Brahmanas had not acknowledged their initial coming. So very sarcastically the boys said that, oh, Dharma Vittama, you know all the religion, my dear Brahmanas. Please give us. And then they anticipated that the Brahmanas might not give the food because they themselves have not eaten and they are performing the sacrifice. And there are a lot of technical rules. You're not supposed to eat before the sacrifice is done. So these brahmanas, these boys were so intelligent. They humbly informed the sages, these brahmanas, that actually you can give. They pointed out all the technical things in the yajna. How you can give food if it is not the Sautramani sacrifice, and all other sacrifices you can give. So they convinced technically, they pointed out how it is proper for the brahmanas to give food to Krishna and Balaram. Prabhupada writes there in the Krishna book that these boys were simple cowherd boys. But because they were completely sold out to Krishna, they were fearless. And they were in a position to dictate even to the top class Brahmins. That is because of their complete surrender to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada himself was like this. He was completely fearless because he had nothing to fear, because he was completely, he had taken shelter of Krishna. Abhay Charanaravindare. His shelter was Krishna's lotus feet. So he was completely normal and relaxed when he would approach big people, like even Indira Gandhi he met during the peak of emergency. And he's telling her that he's giving a proposal. He's telling her, the members of parliament should be all Brahman initiated. There should be Harinam Sankirtan in the parliament every day. And they should be all Vaishnavas. And very fearlessly and very convinced, Prabhupada is convinced about this. Prabhupada in fact said, Indira Gandhi is the most powerful lady in India. He said second powerful. Most powerful is Maya Devi. Then second is Indira Gandhi. One time Prabhupada was in Geneva in 1974. And Guru Gauranga Prabhu had arranged Prabhupada's program in the most famous organization, WHO, everybody knows, World Health Organization, headquarters. It was a very big program. And Prabhupada was excited that we are going to talk to the top world leaders. And just before going for the program, Guru Gauranga Prabhu showed one pamphlet of WHO. And in that pamphlet, they had all programs which are supporting abortion and all other sinful activities. Prabhupada said, they are supporting abortion. I cannot go there for the program. Because if I go there, they will put my photo along with this pamphlet and they will say that Swamiji also supports all these sinful activities. So I cannot go there. And immediately Guru Gauranga Prabhu was shocked. He said, Prabhupada, but it's already been fixed. Prabhupada said, oh, it's a big program. Should I go or not go? Then they had a discussion. The opinion was divided. Some devotees said, Prabhupada, you should go. Some devotees said, no, Prabhupada, we should not go. What to do? How to resolve this confusion? And as this confusion was prevailing, Prabhupada gave the final answer. Prabhupada said, wait, is it okay if we do kirtan there? No, they had never thought of a kirtan because it was supposed to be a proper presentation. And devotees said, no, Prabhupada, kirtan, they were not sure. And Guru Gauranga Prabhu said, Prabhupada, once you start kirtan, nobody can stop. So you let us do kirtan. So Prabhupada went. And to all those big, big leaders, Prabhupada made them stand and led a rousing kirtan. And after that huge kirtan, Prabhupada gave a lecture. And in that whole lecture, he said, illicit sex is performed by people who are like cats and dogs. And that's why they perform abortion. And Prabhupada completely smashed their policies fearlessly. And he told them the only hope is you should chant Hare Krishna and take shelter of Krishna. So Prabhupada was always in this mood because he was fearless. He had taken complete shelter of Krishna. So he had no fear of speaking the truth. He had no fear about speaking about Krishna. So therefore these boys also are going and telling Brahmanas that you please give food to Krishna and Balaram. There is another purport where Prabhupada writes that feeding and serving devotees prasad, that is more powerful and effective than doing all fire yajnas. So it's not that we have to do elaborate yajnas. Now it is very interesting how the brahmanas reacted to this begging by the boys. So what did the brahmanas do? Itite bhagavatyachnam shunvantopi na shushruva kshudra shaburi karmano balisha vriddhamanina. Yachnam, the boys were begging. And what did the brahmanas do? Shrinvantopi na shushruva. They heard the plea, but they did not hear. Shrinvantopi na shushruva. They heard the whole thing, but they pretended as if they didn't hear. Why? Why they did like that? Because Sukadeva Goswami says, Kshudrasha, because their heart was filled with all petty desires, materialistic desires. And therefore, they were engaged in bhuri karmano, all ritualistic nonsense activities. And therefore, these people are balisha, they are childish fools. These brahmanas are childish fools. But the most amazing thing is, balisha vriddha manina, but they are thinking they are very learned and they are very wise. Manushya drishte dushpragya martyat mano na me nire. And because of this foolishness, manushya drishta, they did the biggest blunder. They thought Krishna is ordinary human being. And this they thought because dushpragya, their intelligence was completely perverted. Somebody might ask why their intelligence was perverted and contaminated. Because martya mano, because they were obsessed with bodily consciousness. Their only thinking was, I am this body, and whatever is needed for the body, they would do. So the scriptures very clearly say that all the ingredients of sacrifice, demigods, rituals, everything is for the pleasure of Krishna. But still, these brahmanas could not recognize because their intelligence was perverted, and their intelligence was perverted because they were identifying themselves with the body. That was their most unfortunate position. And therefore, they were desiring heavenly enjoyment, which Krishna declares in the Bhagavad Gita as the pursuit of the less intelligent people, Alpa Medasam. Similarly, if all of us, if we are obsessed with bodily identification, with petty desires, then we also, like these brahmanas, will not be able to see the obvious reality. Our intelligence will get perverted. And Shrinvantopina Shushruva, we will hear all the lectures on Krishna. We will hear that Krishna is great, but still we will not hear because of these petty desires. Like Bhagavata, second canto, Sukadeva Goswami says, Pashyan apina pashyati. They will see, but they will not see. Similarly, here he is saying, they are hearing, but they will not hear. When we were in school, we had this story, I think in 7th or 8th standard, by H.G. Wells, a British author. The story was called Country of the Blind. It's a very dramatic story about one Spanish mountain climber called Nunes. And he climbing the mountain and he falls into a valley where only blind people are living. And these people have been blind for hundreds and hundreds of years, for generations. And for them, blindness is normal. They can't think that there is something called as eyes or vision. So he goes there and he becomes excited. He says, oh, they're all blind. I have eyes. I can become the king here. But he gets completely frustrated because all the people in the village think that this man is abnormal. Because he is thinking he has something called as eyes. There is nothing called as eyes. What is these eyes? And he's just not able to convince them. Finally, they are convinced. These people are convinced that he is mad. And that's a very dramatic story, how he falls in love with the girl of that village. And she says, I also love you, but we can't get married unless you get cured of this mental disease. So you have to be operated. There is something funny below your forehead and above your nose. So we should remove that. So they are all convinced that he is abnormal. This is the position of the materialistic people. Everybody is blind here, but they are convinced that devotees are abnormal. And therefore, these people, even if they see the obvious, Krishna is the absolute truth. They are hearing obvious Krishna katha, perfect evidences from scripture, still they will not understand. They will not accept Krishna. Yesterday, Shikshashtakam Prabhu showed that beautiful 5-minute clipping, that Bingo the Clown. What a powerful movie it was. This man is not Bingo, but everybody convinces him, you are Bingo. And he's completely brainwashed. And after the end of the movie, he's going around thinking, yes, I am Bingo the Clown. Is completely brainwashed. So we have been brainwashed that I am the body. Everything is for my enjoyment. From childhood we are brainwashed like that. So we can't see Krishna. We can't accept Krishna. Just like a person is wearing rose colored glasses if you have a red colored glass, then everything appears to be red. Similarly, we have, our vision is lusty, greedy, we are having envious vision. So when we see Krishna also, we think, oh, Krishna is also like us, ordinary. Manushya drishtya. So therefore, today we have in India especially so many Brahmins, so many expert Brahmins in rituals and yajnas, but they are Brahmins only because of that 50 paise thread that is dangling on their body. They don't have any culture of Brahminical lifestyle. And the worst part is they are proud of being Brahmins. It is one thing to be in ignorance. His Grace Trivikram Prabhu was telling us one time that he went for a friend's daughter's wedding. And he took one of his very close friends who happened to be a Sanskrit scholar. And during that wedding, this Sanskrit scholar friend was sitting next to Trivikram Prabhu, and suddenly this friend started jumping. He said, stop that yagya. Stop that wedding. Trivikram Prabhu said, what is the matter? It is okay, let it go on. This friend said, no, they are chanting wrong mantras. He said, no, that's okay. The wedding mantra they are chanting. He said, no, I know Sanskrit. The mantra which this Panditji is chanting, this mantra is supposed to be chanted during the funeral ceremony of someone. When somebody dies, you are supposed to chant that mantra. And he's chanting that. And nobody cares. Nobody knows. And people said, shut up. Let it go on. Let this show business go on of performing this ritual. So this is the modern culture. Nobody knows what mantras the Panditji is chanting. What is happening. But they will be proud. We are Brahmins. This is very Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur would give a very instructive story for this. He said that in one time, there was one very proud Brahmin, and he had a lot of chelas, chamchas, sycophant followers. And this man's name was Dada Thakur. And the head of the village was very disgusted with this man. So he said, I have to humble him. So he called a great Sanskrit scholar and told this Sanskrit scholar that you please smash this Dada Thakur, defeat him, expose him that he is a stupid Brahmin, he doesn't know anything about Brahminical life, and then we can get rid of him. Sanskrit scholar said, okay, I will do the service for you. So he said, I have come to debate. And Dada Thakur said, I am the greatest Brahmin here, you have to debate with me. So they said, there will be a Sanskrit debate, the whole village was called, and Dada Thakur didn't know a word about Sanskrit. He was a typical modern Brahmin for the debate. But Dada Thakur was confident because he had all his chamchas. He said, no problem, let anybody come, we will debate. For this big Sanskrit debate was held, and the scholar was sitting, Dada Thakur was sitting here. For the debate began, the scholar said, let us begin with some simple questions, like, how are you, who are you? So the scholar said, who are you? He asked in Sanskrit, Kastvam. And this is a simple question. But Dada Thakur, he didn't know what Kastvam meant. He didn't know anything about Sanskrit, but he wanted to show that he's great, and he had all his chamchas with him. So he gave a deep breath. He said, Kastvam. Kastvam, Kastvam, Nastvam, Jastvam, Pastvam, Fastvam, Rastvam, Tastvam. And all his chamchas said, wah, 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 great, great answer. And he said very proudly like this. And this scholar was disgusted. He said, what answer you have given? And he was so disgusted, he walked away. And as soon as he walked away, all the sycophant followers of Dada Thakur shouted, see, he is lost. He is going away. He is lost. Dada Thakur ki jai. They started glorifying. So this is the present situation. First of all, most of these Brahmins are ignorant. They don't know anything about Sanskrit or Vedic culture. Okay, if you don't know, that is one thing. Be humble. But the worst part is they are proud. Especially in India, you will find they are expert in giving commentary. Oh, Hare Krishna is like this. Oh, Swaminarayan is like this. Vivekananda is like this. They will give commentary on all organizations, but they will not follow anything. So this is the tragedy. So these Brahmanas also in this story, they refused to give charity to the boys because they thought Krishna and Balaram, they are just ordinary boys. So get lost. They didn't even look at the boys. The boys were very sad, very disappointed. So they came back to Krishna and they said, Krishna, we didn't get anything. And what was Krishna's reaction? Krishna laughed and smiled. He said, no problem. This is the nature of begging. Sometimes you will get, sometimes you will not get. There is nothing to be worried. Actually, devotee is very instructive for devotees who are preaching, distributing books. This is the nature of begging. Prabhupada, in Delhi, when he used to distribute Back to God magazines and used to write, so many times people would abuse him. But he would go back and he would write an article on that incident. Like one time he went to one house begging, you know, please take this copy. It's a rich man's house. And that family abused Prabhupada. He said, you're a useless person. Get lost. We have no time. Go away. Prabhupada came back and he wrote a nice article. You will find it in one of the older issues. No time disease. How the modern man has no time disease. Like that. And even during that, the printing of first three volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam, for that he needed funds. 5 hours he was waiting outside Sumati Maharaj's office for this. And also to Mr. Nakano in Tokyo, who was the chairman of that Congress for Cultural Freedom. It was a program organized by Japanese government for promotion of culture. So Prabhupada wanted to take part. And the only problem Prabhupada had was he had to somehow get a sponsor for financing his ticket from India to Japan, Tokyo. And for that, he begged so many people. The government, the president of India, everyone. But he couldn't get any money. He didn't have any money himself. And all book distributors have this experience that we go, we beg, we give books to people. And most of the book distributors have this experience that during those days, when we don't distribute a lot of books, actually the consciousness is very good. Sometimes we distribute a lot of books, but we are thinking, I am distributing a lot of books. But sometimes books go very less in a day, and then in the evening they come back, they feel very Krishna conscious, because the whole day they are thinking of Krishna. Krishna, help, let this man take this book. For they are meditating on Krishna, and they are hoping and praying that this person takes the book. So that desperation, that begging, and requesting people, makes a person Krishna conscious. And helps a person depend more on Krishna. Prabhupada writes in one purport in Kunti Maharani's prayers that when we are not successful in our endeavors, sometimes it is better, sometimes. Why? Because it makes us humble and it helps us depend on Krishna. So when we depend on Krishna, there is the more there is dependence on Krishna, what happens? More there is attachment to Krishna. And more there is attachment to Krishna, Prabhupada says, the more there is success in life. So this is the Krishna conscious definition of success. Success means attachment to Krishna. For these boys were sad because they couldn't get food for Krishna. But when Krishna was laughing, he said, no problem. Now what you do? You go to the wives of these Brahmins. And don't tell them, I'm hungry. They might get so distressed because they have a lot of love and affection for us. For me and Balram. So just tell them that we are here. And simply out of affection, they will give you all the food. So now, all the coward boys went to the wives of these Brahmins. And a very interesting thing happened. The wives were very chaste ladies. They were nicely decorated with nice ornaments and they were inside the house making arrangements for the sacrifices that were being performed by their husbands. So the boys went and said, oh dear mothers, we have been sent by Krishna and Balram. They are nearby in the forest and we are all hungry. We have come to request you, please give us some food. As soon as the Brahmana wives heard that Krishna and Balram are here, they got excited because they had already been enchanted after hearing a lot of descriptions about Krishna. So immediately what did they do? They ran towards Krishna. Chaturvidam bahugunam annamadaya bhajane abhishashru priyam sarva samudram eva nimnaga. They took 4 types of food. There are 4 types of, 4 varieties of food. Food that can be chucked, food that can be sucked, licked, chewed, and gulped, swallowed. For all these different varieties of food, and they were bahugunam, there was unlimited variety in taste, as well as in flavor and fragrance. So all these food, they carried in annam adaya bhajane, big pots, vessels, they filled up all the prasad, all the food in that vessels. And Abhishashru, they ran towards Krishna. Abhishashru priyam sarva. How did they run? Samudram eva nimnaga. Just like the rivers rush towards the ocean, these women ran towards Krishna. Now, is it so easy to go towards Krishna? Did they not face any obstacles or problems? Or is there no obstacle for a devotee who is attempting to surrender to Krishna? There is. And what happened to these wives of Brahmanas? As they were running towards Krishna, they were stopped. Nishidyamana patibir bratribir bandurbe sute bhagavate uttama shloke dirga shruta dhritashaya. Nishidyamana. They were stopped by whom? Pati, their husbands. Nishidyamana patibir bratribir, their brothers. Bandubir, their relatives. And sute, their own sons. But bhagavati uttama shloke, their hearts have been completely captured by Krishna because Dirga Shruta Dhritashaya, they had been hearing about Krishna for a long time and they were completely obsessed. So they ran towards Krishna. Devotees are always stopped like this. If they are trying to serve Krishna, they will face obstacles. This is a classic example of how there is obstacle and there is stopping to practice and preach Krishna consciousness. When Giriraj Maharaj, he was the son of the one of the richest corporate tax lawyers in America, in Chicago, and his father was shocked that his son Giriraj has joined Hare Krishna movement. So he employed the biggest psychiatrist to make him normal. So this appointment was there in that room. This psychiatrist was grilling Giriraj Maharaj. And she was telling him, you know, something wrong. Because generally people think if you are surrendering to Krishna means you should be having some problem. You can't be normal. You know, you have some business problem, some girlfriend problem. Only then you surrender to Krishna. So she also thought that Giriraj Maharaj is surrendering to Krishna means some problem. So she said, you should enjoy sense gratification. Life is for enjoyment. And Giriraj Maharaj coolly said, Vogeshwarya prasaktanam tehaparthitasam, that it's adyantavanta kaunteya, all this happiness is, he was quoting Bhagavad Gita and saying how this happiness is miserable. She said, no, but you know, your parents, they are feeling sad. And Giriraj Maharaj said, aham adiri devanam, Krishna is saying, aham bija pradapita, Krishna the Supreme Father. So he kept saying different things. She said, you should be happy in this world. And Giriraj Maharaj said, dukkha alayam ashashvatam. So he was just quoting shlokas and proving from Bhagavad Gita how she is wrong. And after a long conversation, she started getting bewildered. And then she came out of the room and she told his father, Giriraj Maharaj's father, that he is beyond repair. We cannot change him. He is permanently infected. And Giriraj Maharaj came and told this to Prabhupada, that the psychiatrist has certified that I am permanently infected. Prabhupada became so happy. For the next many days, in everyday lecture, Prabhupada would say, so our Giriraj, he has been certified that he is permanently infected. Hari Bol. Prabhupada is very happy that Giriraj is permanently infected with love for Krishna. So it is not easy. People will put obstacles and they will try to stop us. But our problem is, since I see here, most of the people here are devotees. Our problem is not that should we surrender to Krishna or not. Our problem is we find surrendering to Krishna very artificial. We know theoretically that I have to serve Krishna, I have to surrender Krishna. But we find no natural attraction for Krishna. We feel it's not coming from the heart. So our challenge is how to develop this attraction for Krishna. That is our challenge. And that solution is given by these wives of Brahmins. How did they develop this attraction? Bhagavati Uttama Shloke, Dirga Shruta Dhritashaya, by constantly hearing about Krishna for a long time, Dhritashaya, they were filled with anticipation to serve Krishna. This is the main point actually. See, this is the difference between them and their husbands. Their husbands were, how they were hearing? Shrinvantopi na Shushruva. They were hearing, but they were not hearing because of attachment. But these wives, Dirga Shruta Dhritashaya, they were hearing from all the women or people who would come to their village, the betel nut sellers, the flower sellers, they would hear about Krishna and Balram and they developed attraction. But these husbands, they were anchored strongly on materialistic pursuits. Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur gives the story of a wedding party that was going for a marriage. In the night they started rowing. And the boatman was rowing the whole night. He was sweating profusely. But next morning, all of them realized that they are still at the starting point only. They had not moved an inch in the whole night of rowing. And the boatman said, see, I'm working so hard. I've been rowing. Look at me. I'm sweating. And everybody was saying, but why is the boat not moving? Then they realized that the anchor had not been removed. Similarly, Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur says, people might be doing all of karma kanda rituals, yagya, dana, tapa, mantra, tantra, kriya, mudra, all that they might be doing, but because they are anchored on sense gratification and petty desires, they cannot make advancement in spiritual life. And such people are compared with monkeys, actually. Because monkeys, if you want to capture them, you keep a bottle or something and fill it with chickpeas. Mutter, you call it? And the monkey, what he does, he puts his hand inside, he collects all the chickpeas, and then he tries to remove his hand out, but his hand gets stuck because the bottle mouth is small. So he just has to throw the chickpeas and then remove his hand out. But he's so attached to those peas that he doesn't want to throw them out. In that process, he gets caught. Similarly, people, they are holding on to petty material things because of which they are not able to free themselves from this cycle of birth and death. Therefore, we have to develop this attitude like this Brahmana wise and hear about Krishna, Dirga Shruta Dhritashaya, constantly, every day, hear about Krishna. Hearing we cannot avoid. Nobody can say that, no, I don't like to hear. No, if you are not hearing about Krishna, we will hear some other nonsense things. Shrotavyadini Rajendra, Nrinam Santi Sahasrasha. Thousands of subject matters we will anyway hear. We will hear politics, we will hear World Cup soccer. Something will go on in our ear. I went to my cousin's house one time. I gave him Lilamrit, thick book. And he refused to read it. And I asked him, you don't read? No, he said, I read. And he showed me the book that he was reading, which was as thick as Lilamrit. But that book, you won't believe that book was on what? That entire thick book was on the importance of comma. In English alphabets, we use a full stop, inverted commas, and comma. So there is a big symbol of a comma. And the whole book explained about how we should use the comma, when we should not use the comma. And he was reading that thick book. And he was finding it exciting. And Lilamrit, he refused to read. So people will anyway read. We will anyway, it's not that we will not hear. We will hear about so many things. Therefore, we have to hear about Krishna. Dirga Shruta Dhritashya. So this Brahmana wise, they were excited that Krishna has come. So they took all the food, they put it in the utensils, and they ran towards Krishna. And they came to this garden where all Ashoka trees were there. And Krishna was there with his covered boyfriends. And what did these wives see when they came to that garden? Because they had been anticipating for a long time to see Krishna. Now they were here, and what did they see? Shyamam Hiranya Paridim Vanamalya Barha Datu Pravala Natavesha Manu Vratamse Vinyasta Hastamitare Nadunanam Abjam Karnot Palalaka Kapola Mukhab Jahasam. They saw that Krishna is Shyamam, is having a complexion of dark blue, like cloud, dark blue cloud color. Shyamam Hiranya Paridim, but his clothes were shining yellow. And his body was decorated with Vanamalya, beautiful forest garland. And Barha, he had a beautiful peacock feather on his head. And his face, because he has been running and playing in the forest of Vrindavan, Datu Pravala Natavesha Manuvratamse, his face was covered with different colored minerals that are found in Vrindavan. And sprigs of birds were on his body. And Natavesham, he was dressed like a dramatic dancer, beautifully. And Anuvratamse, and he had taken shelter of his friend. And how did Krishna take shelter of his friend? Vinyasta hastamitare na dunanam abjam. He had placed his hand, hastam itarena, on the shoulder of his friend. And with the other hand, what was Krishna doing? Dunanam. Dunanam means Krishna is not static. He had kept his hand, and with the other hand, he was twirling abjam. He was twirling a lotus flower. So Krishna was standing in that pose, twirling a lotus flower with beautiful forest garland on his body. And Karnot Palalaka, he had beautiful jasmine flowers and lilies on his ears. And his hair had come on his cheeks. And he was giving a beautiful smile, Mukab Jahasam. For these women saw this beautiful form of Krishna. And they were completely astounded. And this is the personality of Krishna. This is how beautiful Krishna is. The impersonalists, if you go to them, those who are giving commentary on Bhagavad Gita, they will not say that Krishna is like this. Their position is, unfortunately, because they don't talk about Krishna's beauty, they don't talk about Krishna as a person, they do a lot of things in spiritual life, but they fall down. They don't make advancement because they deny Krishna. As simple as that. It is like that snakes and ladder game which we play. That, you know, you go up to 98 and then you come down. So these people go up to 98, but then again they fall down. They can't make real advancement. And these impersonalists, they are very dangerous actually, because they will speak on Bhagavatam. They will not say that Hare Krishna is bad. They will not say that you should not chant Hare Krishna. But they will say so much negative about absolute truth that a person who hears them will be convinced that there is no God or Krishna doesn't have form. Like that king, and there was one king who was so attached to his elephant that he said, anybody gives me the news that my elephant is dead, I will kill him. So nobody should give me ever that news because I'm so attached to my elephant. So the Mahout, who was taking care of the elephant, one day saw that the elephant is dead. Now what to do? How to tell the king? So he went and told the king, my dear king, the elephant is not getting up today. So the king said, what happened? I don't know, he's not breathing also. What happened? And he said, his body is becoming cold. And so many things he described. He didn't say he's dead. And after hearing so many things, the king said, oh, the elephant is dead? Immediately the Mahout said, you said it, I didn't say it. So this is how the Mayavadis are actually. They will deny the absolute truth in so many ways, and a person who hears it, he will conclude, oh, probably God has no form. Actually, they will never openly advocate atheistic philosophy. Therefore, we should avoid them, and we should hear Krishna Katha from devotees who accept Krishna is having a transcendental beautiful form and are serving that form every day. For these women, they came, they saw this beautiful form of Krishna, and they drank Krishna's beauty through their eyes. And for a long time they were gazing at Krishna and they embraced Krishna in the innermost recesses of their heart. And thus they mitigated the pain of separation that they were experiencing from Krishna. And Krishna, he knew that these women, they were simple. They had abandoned all their worldly hopes and they had come there simply to see him. So he became very happy. Krishna welcomed them and he said, my dear ladies, I'm very happy that you have come. What you have done is most appropriate. Please sit down. Just like Krishna welcomed the gopis who came to dance with him, here also he welcomed these women. He made them sit. And he told them that what you have done is the best thing. Anybody who is interested actually in his self, if you are really selfish, what you should really do is serve Krishna. Because that way the soul can be completely peaceful. And then after thanking them, Krishna told them, my dear ladies, now you should return to the sacrificial arena and you should help your husbands who are learned brahmanas and you should assist them in finishing the yajna. And the wives were shocked. They replied, Krishna, don't speak such cruel words. We have left everything and now it is said that you always reciprocate with your devotees. So now we have come. Now you please reciprocate with us. We simply wish to remain with you. And even if you don't look at us, no problem. Just some of the garlands that are on your body and you sometimes neglectfully kick it away. We will take those garlands and those flower petals and keep it on our head and worship them always. But please don't tell us to go back. We have left all our homes. Now we have completely surrendered to you. Krishna said, no, please you should go back. And immediately the wives, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur builds up this conversation and he says, the wife said, no Krishna, this is unfair on your part to send us back. And Krishna said, no, you ladies are brahmanas' wives. You come from an aristocratic family. So how can you surrender at the feet of a mere coward boy? I'm a coward boy. So the wife said, no, Krishna, we are not wives of aristocratic brahmins because we have surrendered to you. So we no longer have that bodily identification of being wife of a brahmin. We are now your servants. That is our identity. But again Krishna said, no, you still cannot be my maid servants because I am simply a coward boy and for me it is proper to have my maids and girlfriends as the gopis, as the coward girls. So the wife said, yeah, that is true, So you might be embarrassed in front of your relatives to have us as your servants. So no problem. We will not embarrass you. We will remain here in the forest like the presiding deities. We will just remain here. You go there, but please allow us to remain connected to you and remain here waiting for you always. Because we want to have even some slight trace of connection with you. That is all we desire. Krishna said, no, but what will your family members say? And again the wife said, we have transcended. And they said, even if you don't want us to come near you, no problem. We are not as qualified as the gopis and as the residents of Vrindavan. So therefore we will remain here only at a distance. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur elaborates how this is the mood of the wives of Brahmins, from which we can learn that they didn't want to impose themselves on Krishna. They were happy and satisfied to remain at a distance and serve Krishna. And they said, Krishna, all our relatives are angry with us and they will not accept us back. Because we have come against their wishes. So now our only destination and only shelter is you. Because now we will be criticized by the whole world for having left them. Actually, when a devotee surrenders to Krishna, he faces a lot of criticism. Some years back, one devotee joined the Brahmachari Ashram. So I'm just telling this how people will criticize no matter what the person does. So this boy joined, this devotee joined. So his parents came after some months and said, what is this? You Hare Krishna people are exploiting and abusing. My son was nice and healthy, now he's become so thin. You are exploiting him so much, you are making him work so hard. For the authority said, no uncle, sorry. Next time when you come, you know, we'll ensure that. Because he was working hard and he lost weight. So after a few months when they came, by this time, this devotee had regained some of the weight he had lost when he joined. So he was normal, same weight as he was earlier. So this time the devotee said, uncle, you are happy now? Your son is... But no, what? You make him work also and you feed him also. So what is the big deal? They criticize. So after someone's... So this authority said, okay, now we'll nicely feed him. For that next time when they come, they'll not complain. So after someone's when they came, this time this devotee had put on some extra weight. So they said, uncle, now you are happy? Your son is nice and healthy. I said, no, what is... You Hare Krishna people are simply eating and sleeping. That's all. So that way also they... So either way they had to criticize him. So it's not easy to surrender to Krishna and to serve Krishna. So the Brahmana wives were telling Krishna that we can't go back now because they'll criticize us. And their voice was choked. They were crying. And because they had been hearing about Krishna for so long, their attachment was so intense that they refused to go. And Krishna replied that, my dear ladies, rest assured, I am assuring you that no one will criticize you, not even the demigods. Everybody will appreciate what you have done. So I am telling you, please go back, because they will all be happy. The scriptures say, Nrityanti pitara sarve, nrityanti cha pitamaha, madvamsa vaishnava jato sametrata bhavishyati. If somebody surrenders to Krishna, all the ancestors and forefathers in the planetary systems, different planetary systems, they start dancing in joy. Nrityanti pitara sarve. Nityanti pitama, because my descendant has become a devotee. Sametrata bhavishyati. In future he will deliver me by his devotional self. But we see that nowadays the person joins his immediate relatives, they dance in anger. They don't dance in ecstasy because it's not easily accepted if somebody surrenders to Krishna. But Krishna is assuring them, don't worry, because service to me is determined. Love or attachment to me is determined by how much you serve in separation. It is not simply by proximity, but by the process of hearing, remembering and chanting. So he advised them to return back. And thus, these women returned. Now remember, when Krishna told the gopis to return, they didn't return during the rasa dance. But the wives returned. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says both are exalted devotees and there was rasa in both. Krishna wanted the gopis not to obey him and he wanted the wives to obey him. So accordingly, they reciprocated. So when they came back, the Brahmanas were very happy and they received them and they glorified their wives that, oh, we were so foolish. We didn't recognize Krishna. And they glorified their wives. And then these ladies who came, one lady was not allowed to go and meet Krishna. She was forcibly stopped. So these ladies, they came and they described about what all happened and how Krishna is. And when this lady was not allowed to go, when she heard about Krishna, her feeling of separation became so intense that she gave up her body and she went back to the spiritual world. As Krishna was enjoying the feast that these women had bought and they were enjoying in the forest, meanwhile the Brahmanas who had now recognized their wife's devotion, they came back to their senses and they lamented that we have sinned because we have denied the two supreme lords, Krishna and Balaram, who have deceptively appeared as human beings, and to hell with all our education. Dikjanmanastri vradyata digvratam digbahugyatam dikkulam dikriyadakshyam vimuka etvadokshaje. Dik means to hell. They are saying to hell with our janma. Dikjanma nastri vrid, all our education, to hell with that. To hell with vratam, all our vrata, to hell with that. Bahugyatam, we have so much learning, experience, to hell with that. Dikkulam, all our aristocratic lineage is all a waste. Kriya daksham, we are so expert in yajna, to hell with that. Because vimuka etvadokshaje, we are against Krishna. We are supposed to be spiritual masters of the society, but we have been bewildered and we rejected Krishna. Of course, we should clarify here that it is not that we are against all these Brahmanical qualifications. All these qualifications are great assets if that can be used in Krishna's service. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught the principle of humility through whom? Through Sanatana Goswami. And Sanatana Goswami was a learned pandit. He was a great scholar. But Mahaprabhu was especially pleased with him because of the ornament of humility that was decorating his personality. And therefore, Mahaprabhu would always glorify Sanatana Goswami everywhere. So it is not that all these qualifications are disqualifications, but they all have to be used in Krishna's service. And then this Brahmana said, just look at our wives. They have unlimited love for Krishna and they have not undergone the purificatory ceremonies that we have gone through. They are not living in the brahmacharis in the ashram. They are not performing austerities. They are not studying scriptures. They are not speculating. They are not doing rituals, but yet they have firm devotion for Krishna. On the other hand, we have all these qualifications, but we don't love Krishna. We are infatuated with power and with knowledge. Therefore, if there is an option of having lot of material qualification and no devotion, or having less material qualification but more devotion, the latter is better. Just like the sea is a huge body of water, but that water we cannot drink. But a well might be small, but the well has the capacity to quench our thirst. Therefore, it is not simply how much we have or quantity does not matter. It is the quality, it is the substance of devotion that matters. So these Brahmins, they not only glorified their wives, but they revealed a very, very powerful aspect of Krishna. They said, look at Krishna's humility. Krishna is so humble that he doesn't need anything from anyone. Still, he has performed this pastime simply for two things. First, to expose how we are arrogant and we are foolish. And secondly, to reveal how our wives, they are glorious. So Krishna's humility is greatest. I remember once one Prabhupada disciple, we went to him on his birthday and we said, oh Maharaj, you are always talking about humility, you are great, you are so humble. And he revealed a very powerful dimension. He said, what is our humility? Our humility is nothing compared to Krishna's humility. He gave an example. He said, what do you offer to Krishna? Manasa deho geo jo kichu mor. We say, Krishna, I offer you my mind, body and words. But what is this body we are offering to Krishna? This body is a bag of stool, urine, pus, mucus, abominable substances. So Maharaj was saying that if you give a plastic bag filled with all this nonsense to someone as a gift, how will that person receive it? So we are saying, Krishna, I am giving you my body, wretched body. We are offering that to Krishna. And Krishna is accepting it, that gift. And we are saying, Krishna, I offer my mind. What is our mind? Mind is filled with thoughts of lust, envy, greed, anger, and that contaminated mind we are offering to Krishna. And words, what words, how much can we glorify Krishna? Even Anantashesha cannot glorify Krishna adequately. So with body, mind and words, even if you're offering Krishna, what we can give? But still Krishna is so humble that he accepts everything. So it is Krishna's humility. Therefore these brahmanas were revealing how Krishna is great. And then they said, Lakshmi is always serving him, but look at Krishna, he is going out and begging food. Because Prabhupada used to say, Krishna is more desperate that we go back to him than we are desperate to go back to the kingdom of God. Therefore Krishna himself does, and he sends his representatives so that we can get attached to him. And then they begged forgiveness from their wives, they begged forgiveness from Krishna, but the most amazing thing Sukhdev Goswami reveals in the last shloka of this chapter. He says, all this is okay, this brahmana recognized Krishna, but still they did not go to Vraja to meet Krishna because they were afraid that Kamsa's spies might be there. So because of fear of Kamsa, although they accepted Krishna as Lord, they didn't go and surrender to Krishna. This is the situation of these brahmanas. But these wives, they didn't care. They just went to Krishna. So what this reveals, what this entire pastime reveals, for us the most important lesson is this point, that this surrender is not easy. Many times people accuse, Hare Krishna movement is for sentimental people who simply want to surrender to Krishna. But actually this surrender is not easy. If somebody is surrendering to Krishna, he is very, very special. He is very dear to Krishna. Therefore, that surrender is very rare. And for all the accusations that these smartha Brahmins who are engaged in this yajna and other rituals, for all their accusations, they have hardly done anything to spread the Vedic culture. And we see the so-called mlechas and so-called people from a different background who are not Brahmins, they have done maximum for preaching Krishna's glories. And we have seen Prabhupada's disciples, they were not initial disciples, they were not born in Brahmin families, but they have done so much for spreading Krishna consciousness. During the Indo-Pak war, we had Brahmananda Prabhu preaching in Pakistan. We had three Grihastha couples going to London in cold winter of London doing Harinam and preaching there. We had Bhakti Tirth Maharaj going to Africa. We had Tamal Krishna Maharaj going to China. They were all from America. So it is not important what qualification you have, but the most important qualification is surrender, which even these Brahmins did not have. When Srila Prabhupada was in Vrindavan one time, one disciple came and said, Prabhupada, I went to this Goswami temple in Vrindavan and the pujari was very, very happy with my devotion. He was a foreigner, devotee. And he said, the Vrindavan devotee, that temple devotee told me that I am a nice devotee, so Krishna will be pleased with me. For next life, I will get birth in Vrindavan and I will become a nice devotee. And my devotion will be complete. Prabhupada said, this blessing is foolish. You are already preaching Krishna consciousness. You are already perfected your devotional service. For there is no point in blessing you that you will become a nice devotee in future life because now you are serving nicely. You are doing devotional service. Prabhupada said, just like one time an old lady was trying to cross the street and one big magistrate was going in his car, he stopped. He came out of the car and he helped that old lady cross the road. And the old lady was so happy with this magistrate and she said, oh, so kind of you to help me cross the road. I bless you that you become a police constable. Because this lady's conception was high post, great job means Havaldar. She didn't know that there could be somebody like magistrate also. Similarly, Prabhupada said, people who bless or people who say, this Smartha Brahmins, who would say that, oh, Hare Krishna people are mlechas, they are fallen people. They don't know what is surrender. And here we have devotees who have surrendered their life for Krishna. Gurudas Prabhu, he was known as Roger. And he had not surrendered to Krishna. At that time, his girlfriend, who later on became Yamuna Mataji, she wanted to take initiation from Prabhupada. But Gurudas Prabhu was refusing. Because he was saying, Swamiji is very conservative. He doesn't allow dogs inside the program. And he tells us to follow four regulative principles. And he was struggling to surrender, but then he got a realization that when I'm going in the road, traffic light is there. I have to stop when it is red light. I cannot say no. So I have to anyway surrender. Why not surrender to Krishna? Why not surrender to Krishna's pure devotee? And that's how he surrendered. So he is glorious. And we know what he did for Prabhupada's mission. There was one man who was coming for Prabhupada's program. Steve Bullard. And he refused to surrender to Krishna. Prabhupada said, tomorrow is initiation. You have to shave up. And he said, but Swamiji, Krishna has long hair. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has long hair. Jesus Christ has long hair. And Lord Ram has long hair. So why should I shave up? Prabhupada said, because you are following me and I am shaven-headed. So you have to shave up. And then Prabhupada pointed to the painting of that Suradas. And if I see, look at him, he is bald. So you should also shave up. For next day, initiation ceremony, Steve, he came without shave. He just cut little hair here on the ears. Prabhupada said, no, this will not do. Go. Again he went. Again little hair only he cut and came. Prabhupada said, you are not surrendering. But we know how much this devotee surrendered. He became Subal. And he went on to become one of the most surrendered devotees in Prabhupada's mission. He was the one who was the most instrumental in building the Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan. The Jew temple. He was doing all the construction work. He was engaged in such heavy service. So these devotees, they have surrendered to Krishna and their life is glorious. Even in Jew land, in the early 70s, that land was infested with rats, cockroaches, poisonous snakes, sewage, liquor bottles, all horrible things. And people like Giriraj Maharaj, who were living wealthy, affluent lives in America, they were living in this land and serving Prabhupada's mission and trying to build Radharaj Bihari's temple. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj, all of them were there in that place. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj went and told Prabhupada, Prabhupada, this is very difficult life. We are used to doorknobs and showers. Prabhupada said, don't you want to get purified? And that statement touched the hearts of the devotees so deeply that they gave their life completely to Krishna and Prabhupada. And that's how their lives are so glorious. And that's why Srila Prabhupada, there are many instances when Srila Prabhupada cried in gratitude to these devotees that you have helped me so much in preaching. Actually, you are representatives of my spiritual master. You have been sent by my spiritual master. So Prabhupada accepted them as his gurus many times because they were serving Krishna so sincerely. At this point of time, the most important question that arises is, okay, we have heard that we have to develop attraction for Krishna, love for Krishna. Our problem is, how can we become dear to Krishna? How can we develop the same mood and surrender which these wives of Brahmanas had for Krishna? So, the acharyas explain that in Kali Yuga, Krishna comes in the form of the holy name. Kali Kale, Naam Rupe Krishna Avatar. So, if we can take shelter of the holy name and chant the holy name of Krishna sincerely, then we can develop the same attraction and we can become qualified. For holy name is a qualification for Kali Yuga. One could even be a dog eater, but he can become more qualified than a Brahmana if he simply takes shelter of Krishna's devotees and Krishna's holy names. Because in Kali Yuga, these yajna and these karmakanda rituals are forbidden. When Vamandev, he got all that land from Bali Maharaj and he humbled Bali. Then Shukracharya, Vamandev asked Shukracharya that how come Bali was arrested and not saved? And what is the best process for atonement? And Shukracharya, remember Shukracharya is the priest of the Asuras. And he was the one who was doing the yajnas. And he says, mantras tantras tad kshidram desha kalara vastutam sarvam karoti nishchidram anusankirtanam tava. Mantras tantras tad kshidram. All the mantras and tantras are useless. Sarvam karoti nishchidram. Everything is waste. Anusankirtanam tava. When it is compared to the chanting of your holy names. Prabhupada writes in that purport that we should take this very seriously because this is coming from a karmakandi. Pakka karmakandi is saying that chanting is the only way, no other way. So this is very instructive for us, that it is not technicalities of rituals and yagya that is important, but chanting of holy names. Because yagya is not practical in Kali Yuga. Because according to the Vedic scripture, if you want to do a yagya, that yagya kund has to be as big as the size of a village. And how much ghee has to be poured? Tons and tons of ghee. Nowadays, first of all, we don't get such a big yagya kund. We have some 3x3 foot small box. And we don't have ghee also. We put dalda most of the time. And then there has to be thousands of qualified brahmanas to perform that yagya. And they have to chant the mantras in perfect meter and pronunciation. That is also there. Nowadays, who will chant? They don't even know the mantras. And with all these thousand pandits and brahmins, there will be many referees. They will be just observing if your pronunciation is proper or not. If there is one mistake, they will stop. So, it is not practical. So therefore, if we take shelter of the holy name, and then even if there are mistakes, even if something doesn't work properly, there is no problem. Like I remember one time, many years back, 4 o'clock, waking up of deities, the pujari was not there. And there was some communication gap, the pujari didn't turn up and the deities had to be woken up. Now what to do? And you can guess, of all people, Krishnanand Prabhu was there around. And the devotee said, Krishnanand Prabhu, please, you know, you go in and wake up the deities. And he said, I have not done all these Kriya Mudras for ages, for decades. I have not done this deity worship. But no problem. He went in. And he didn't know, he didn't do all those achaman and all that waking up. What he did, simple. He knew one simple mantra. He just rang the bell and chanted, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this was the way. Of course, we are not trying to justify that we should be neglectful in deity worship. But the point is, even if there is some mistake or some discrepancy, the best atonement, best way to deal is chant the holy names of Krishna. This is the recommended path for Kali Yuga. It is not that we are against yoga, dana, karma, all that. It is just that for Kali Yuga, this is applicable. That's all. If you have a ticket from Churchgate to Borivali, monthly pass, and if your ticket, if your pass expires on 30th June 2006, Churchgate to Borivali, second class pass, and at Malad, the TC catches you on 1st July, and he says, you have to pay a fine. And you say, no, but see, I've got second class pass, and I'm traveling in second class. TC will say, yes, you are correct. You are traveling in second class. And you will say, yes, see, I'm not crossed Borivali. I'm within the region that has been restricted to me. You will say, that is also correct. And even if you say, I'm traveling in second class, I'm not cheating, I'm not traveling in first class. You say, that is also true. But the only problem is, the validity date is over. This is 1st July and your pass is valid till 30th June. So you might be, everything might be perfect, but it is simply the fact is that that pass is not valid. That's all. Similarly, all this mantra, kriya, yagya, they are not valid. They are not applicable for Kali Yuga. And Kali Yuga, only path, only process is chanting of the holy names. When Prabhupada was asked in Chennai, Swamiji, are you Dvaita or Advaita? Prabhupada said, this is a nonsense question. It doesn't matter whether you are Dvaita or Advaita. We have no food to eat in this world and food comes through yagya. And for Kali Yuga, the most practical yagya is chanting of the holy names of Krishna. So please chant Hare Krishna and don't waste your time in speculating about Advaita, Dvaita and other things. So Prabhupada, through this pastime, instructing us that let us stop all these nonsense pursuits and simply take shelter of Krishna's holy names. Because there is one lecture of Prabhupada given in Bombay where Prabhupada very clearly makes this statement. There is no difference between chanting Hare Krishna and seeing Krishna eye to eye, face to face. One simply has to realize with time. Therefore, holy name of Krishna is Krishna. So as we come to the conclusion of today's class, would like to briefly recapitulate. So we have discussed today afternoon about the need to surrender to Krishna. That was our main theme. And we discussed how people speculate and they give different theories, but they don't surrender to Krishna. And we gave the example of the wives of Brahmanas who are so simple-hearted that they surrender to Krishna, whereas the Brahmanas did not. And then we also discussed the importance of the process of hearing Krishna Katha regularly and taking shelter of Krishna's holy names. So if a devotee is asked by someone, like the Dada Thakur was asked, Kastvam. If we are asked, Kastvam, what is the devotee's answer? King Kulashekar has revealed that a devotee's answer is, Mat Janmani Phala Madhukaita Bare, Mat Prarthaniya Mat Anugrahat Esha Eva. My only prayer is what? Tvad Britya Britya Paricharaka Britya Britya Brittascha Britya Itimam Smaralokanatha. O Krishna, let me be known only as Tvad Britya Britya Brittascha Britya. Let me be only known as the servant of the servant of servant of servant. Brittascha Britya of the servant of your servants. Let that be my identification. Therefore, a devotee, his identification is Gopir Bhartur Pada Kamalayor Dasa 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 Nadas. He aspires to be the servant of Krishna's devotees, just like the wives of the Brahmanas were having. So in this mood and in through this approach to Krishna consciousness, we can also experience the bliss of Krishna consciousness and become dear to Lord Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Anybody has any questions or comments?
We are not giving that important and saying that is a mayavadi or whatever it may be. So why it is so? Because other two futures also, absolute truth itself. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for your question. Actually, you are right. Krishna has three features. Vadanti tattva vadas. Tattvam et. Jnanam advayam, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Shabdyati. So we are giving importance to Bhagavan aspect because when we understand the Bhagavan aspect, we automatically understand Brahman and Paramatma aspect. And we do not criticize those who understand Brahman and Paramatma aspect as Mayavadis. We distinguish between Brahmavadis and Mayavadis. There are bona fide people who understand the Brahman conception. We have nothing against them. We are only objecting to Mayavadis who are not Brahmavadis. They say Krishna's form is Maya. Those who are blaspheming Krishna, we are objecting to them. We don't object to the Brahmavadis. But we don't need to focus on Brahman and Paramatma because we have the realization of Bhagavan aspect. Just like, you know, there were three friends who wanted to know about what is a train. They had never seen a train. So they went to the outskirts of a village and they saw from far distance some train is coming. So first they experienced the smoke and sound they heard. For the first friend said, I have seen the train. He went away. So his understanding is not wrong, but it is not complete. He understood the smoke and the sound. That is also train only. But some aspect of the train. So he went away. The second fellow waited. And the train came near, he saw the train going, he saw there are windows, doors, engine. He said, I have seen the train, and he also went away. So his understanding is a little more complete because he has seen the train more. But the third person, he waited for the train to stop and he entered the train, he sat on the cushion, he met the engine driver, he saw the whole thing. So his experience of the train is most complete. You see? Similarly, Brahman realization means understanding the absolute truth to be formless, all-pervading. Okay, that is not wrong. It's true, Krishna is all-pervading. Paramatma aspect is little more, understanding little more deeply. Bhagavan aspect is actually being in Krishna's abode with Krishna. So automatically, you know what the first and the second person know. So we don't criticize them. We just offer the complete understanding of Krishna. Hare Krishna. So we'll stop here. It's quite late. Thank you very much for patiently hearing today's afternoon class. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.